Then one day, I was in need of a Sabbath rest, and we had had a big rally on Sunday, so it was Tuesday. I shut my phone off. I turned my computer off. I thought, now I'm safe from the world. And I got a knock on my door from Tom. And Tom said to me, I had trash. I thought it was trash, but one man's trash is another person's treasure. So there was some bike trash by the front of my house. And Tom said to me, are you throwing it out? I said, yes. And we went on to talk, and he said he had to retire early because of a hip replacement. He could no longer be a fireman. But 6 years ago, he had gone to bicycle mechanic school. Could he just come over once a week and work on bikes? I said he could be in charge of all the bikes. And so to this day, that was in 2005, and so to this day, weekly, Tom comes. And he said, wow, my life was lacking purpose, but this has given me purpose. Then we had our first bike rally in summer of 2005, where I met some people who invited me to meet with some African government officials. And I was showing the picture of the trike that we bought in Nigeria that was built locally. And this government official said, wow, we need those. So I thought I'd go and learn how to weld to make those bikes. Instead, God knew better, and I was at a party when I met this gentleman, Kevin, and was telling him my little blurb, and he said, I'm a mechanical engineer. Can I design, build, and pay for the trike? Within a week, I thought, yeah, okay, we'll see what happens here. Within a week, he came back with the first plans. Today, we have four trikes valued at over $115,000 of cost, which all we paid for was $170 to have this trike painted. Then in November of 2006, we began teaching a missionary how to build these trikes. And he flew this trike, he came back and he said, we've got some, can we have it so it can break down? So Kevin worked with him and made it so that it was portable. He said, we can use wheelbarrow wheels. So Kevin designed it with wheelbarrow wheels. And then in November of 2006, it flew to Africa. Air France let it fly free in two 50-pound boxes. Here's one of them, and here's the other box. We also sent helmets, because the welders use a piece of sunglass to cover their eye to keep from getting damaged. So we sent that, and we sent parts so three could be built. Last week I heard back that the welder saw it, and he feels that it will be very simple to build. And so now our missionary is just trying to figure out what he will charge. We hope in 2007 to begin a small factory in this country where the disabled can build the bikes for themselves. I never knew when God put my financial security through the paper shredder that he would meet my every need, allow me to experience true intimacy with him, and answer my prayer of a God-sized position. Joyful celebrations regularly collide with daunting chronic fatigue health concerns. I may never fulfill my dream of biking on all seven continents, but through his wheels, God has done amazing things. Let me share a few things God did in 2006.